The Cathedral of St. John the Baptist is by far the most important religious building in Cesena. Located in the heart of the modern city, on the intersection of the ancient Via Emilia and Via del Sale, now Corso Sozzi, in its interior is preserved one of the region's most venerated images of the Virgin Mary, the Madonna del Popolo. The Cathedral of Cesena was probably built around the 6th and 7th century, and stands on the Garampo Hill near the Malatesta Fortress. This church was heavily damaged by the tragic events of 1357, when Marzia degli Ubaldini defended the city from Cardinal Albornozza, and it was destroyed during the sack of the Bretons in 1377. The reconstruction of the present site, already occupied by the Church of St. Anthony the Great, called the Church of the Marble Cross, was authorized by Pope Urban VI in 1378. The work was entrusted to Underwald, an enigmatic architect who was probably Swiss. We do not know when work was completed or the date the cathedral was consecrated, but the church was known to be open in 1398. The simple clay brick exterior is in Romanesque style. The lower section of the facade is decorated with 8 pilasters, and the upper section features 3 gables. The central one is triangular, while those to the sides are semicircular. The single entrance is embellished by a beautiful marble portal with fluted columns, which comes from the church of the Benedictine Abbey of San Lorenzo Fuori le Mura, now destroyed. It is much older than the building it is now part of. It dates probably to the first half of the 3rd century, and became part of the cathedral in 1497. The bronze front door, which completes the portal, was inaugurated on the 17th of February 2001. The work of Ilario Fioravanti, sculptor and architect from Cesena. It was donated by the Bank of Cesena as an artistic memorial of the Great Jubilee of 2000. The fanlight is decorated with figures of the Madonna del Popolo and the Saint Bishops Mauro and Vicinio, the 3 patrons of the Diocese of Cesena and Sarsena. The central section tells the story of St. John the Baptist, the patron saint of the Cathedral of Cesena. The 8 lateral panels, 4 each side, depict the most important moments of the saint's life, starting from the first on the top left, showing 4 events connected to John the Baptist's birth: the Annunciation of Zechariah, Elizabeth giving birth, the presentation of the child to the father, and Zechariah writing the name to be given to the child on a tablet. The last panel, on the top right, shows 3 scenes depicting the saint's martyrdom. The beheading is pictured on the left-hand section of the panel at the top. When closed, the portal doors show the central scene of St. John the Baptist's life: his meeting with Jesus in the desert. The scene reminds us that it is not only John the Baptist who is meeting Christ, but all those who cross the threshold of the cathedral. Above this, the artist has painted the crucifixion, intended as a glorification of St. John the Baptist. To the right, in fact, we see the saint pointing at the cross and the Latin words, Illum portet crescere, me autem minui, meaning, he must grow while I diminish. To the sides are the 4 evangelists with their respective iconographic symbols. A statue of St. John the Baptist by the sculptor Leonardo Lucchi adorns the left-hand side of the cathedral. Next to it stands a column surmounted by a cross that recalls the site's old name, Croce di Marmo, or Marble Cross. A niche to the right of the facade frames a statue of the Madonna and Child. The signature of the artist Vincenzo Gottardi can be seen on its base. It was made in 1510. Continuing along the right-hand side of the church, visitors will come to a small Renaissance structure. This was originally the chapel of St. Tobia, built in 1528 for the pilgrims' hospital of the same name, which stood beside the Cathedral of Cesena. Today, the chapel is home to a small cathedral museum, containing sacred furnishings and important works of art from throughout the diocese. The most significant works are the Madonna della Pera, a magnificent panel dated 1347, and signed by Paolo Veneziano, and The Annunciation by Girolamo Genga, painted in 1513 for the Church of St. Augustine. The cathedral bell tower, commissioned by Bishop Antonio Malatesta, was built between 1443 and 1456 and is 72 meters tall. Made by Maso di Pietro, a native of Vallugano, it is pierced by four rounded mullion windows made of Istrian marble, bearing the Malatesta coat of arms and installed in 1471. The interior of the cathedral is Gothic, with three naves. Only three altars remain. The high altar is decorated with two frescoes by Giuseppe Melani from 1782, depicting St. John the Baptist's birth and beheading. In the right-hand nave is the altar of Corpus Christi, a masterpiece by Giovanni Battista Bregno, who carried out this work between 1494 and 1505. The religious scene at the bottom comprises five figures. Christ in the center, holding the chalice to collect his blood, flanked by St. John the Evangelist and St. John the Baptist. At the ends are the kneeling figures of the men who commissioned the work, the Archdeacon Carlo Verardi of Cesena and his nephew Camillo. In the upper register, there are four angels, two protruding from oculi. They are the most important part of the composition, clearly a Renaissance work. The canopy crowning the altar was added only in the early 20th century. It is by the sculptor Paolo Grilli of Cesena. The Baroque-style chapel of the Madonna del Popolo opens out from the left-hand aisle, opposite the altar of Corpus Christi. The chapel altar is decorated by the Madonna del Popolo, a small fresco painted by Bartolomeo Ramenghi of Bagnacavallo in the early 16th century. This image, long an object of great devotion for the people of Cesena, was crowned in 1782 by Pope Pius VI, himself a native of Cesena. The chapel was built in 1679 by the Albizzi family, and the dome added in 1746. The dome is decorated by a fresco painted in 1751 by Corrado Giaquinto, depicting the genealogy of the Virgin. This important artist, born in Molfetta, created a magnificent scene. His unmistakable touch merges an extraordinary sense of color with an impression of playful fun, bathed in a golden light that emphasizes the transparency of the colors and the softness of the figures. The glass urn containing the remains of Bishop Mauro, the secondary patron of the diocese, is kept in the cathedral crypt, down a staircase beneath the presbytery.